Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hello?
Hello, this is Leslie Dupree.
Yes, my name is...
What it do?
Hello.
Hey, yeah. What's up?
Hey, this is Bruce Hathaway.
It's your boy Big Beef in the house. Who do I have? Who do I have? Who do I have on the mic? Who's on the radio with me tonight?
You have Bruce from Housemart. Networking calculus.
Who?
Bruce from Housemart. Networking
calculus. Okay,
Calculus.
How you doing? How are you?
I'm blessed.
Okay, that's beautiful. It's Big Beef in the Funk Files. What can I do for you tonight? What can I do for you?
Well, I talked to a friend of mine by the name of Bettina, and she told me that she wanted me to get on here and pretty much talk to you all about the services I provide. And I'm a nonprofit community development corporation. Can you hear me?
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
What we do is we provide services for homeless and disabled veterans. Not only do we provide services for them, we also help them and assist us in finding housing. And if they are in a situation where they're not homeless, but they're looking to get a house because the government has several programs, we implement on helping them to go down the right path to get a house. Also, okay. we also work with the families of the troubled youth and disabled youth and single parent families. Now, one of the other things that we do also is we help those with challenges with their credit. We have a 90-day written money back credit restoration program. And the reason we can guarantee it, because we use federal law and federal codes and statutes that put time frames on those bill collectors that's trying to collect.
Now, okay.
Understanding that we all don't know our rights completely when it comes down to getting creditors calling us and harassing us. Well, they have no business harassing us if they don't have a contract that we signed with them, and that becomes a problem. The second problem with them is because they're either supposed to be a lawyer or a paralegal to even make the call for anyone that has signed them or assigned them to collect from that person.
Okay. Now, do you have a number that so we can get these services out to the community? Do you have a number that they can contact you with, ma'am?
Sure, most certainly. They can call me at 424-219-0180. That's 424-219-0180. And ask for Bruce.
And what's your name again, so we know? And what's your name so we know who to get in contact with?
I am Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, like Bruce Lee.
Okay, I remember that because he's the person who used to kick people. I understand that. There ain't nothing wrong with that. I can never forget that. You kick Bruce Lee because he kicked a lot of people in his life. I understand. That's good. That's beautiful. And what we want to do is kick the credit these creditors' behinds. We want to make sure that we kick their behinds and you are able to provide a service that helps, you know, rectify some of these credit issues that they might have so they can't get into these housing issues. That's why they have them, because of the credit. So if you're providing this service, this is something that's a need, and you're doing it for at-risk youth, is that true? And also with veterans, right? Correct? Am I wrong?
Veterans, at-risk youth, single-parent families, and those coming out of the institutions, the penitentiaries, that need a way.
Okay.
We help to help them get back on track.
That sounds like a real blessing. Absolutely. Yeah. It sounds like a real blessing. And we appreciate the fact that the service that that you're doing for the community. And what community are you working out of? What city?
Well, I'm in Lakewood, California, but I work all over. If you call
me,
I'll find a way to have you meet me.
Okay, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. I want to appreciate the fact that you are able to reach out to various communities, not just one community, but various communities. And that is a special, special thing to be able to do. So this woman, Ms. Bruce, is saying that she can actually reach out to different cities, not just one city, but several cities. She says she will find a way to meet with you, which means that she's more than willing to meet you halfway. So we want to make sure we get that out there. For all those people that are in need of fixing their credit, and you single parent families out there, you people are just getting out of the penitentiary, you know, AB-109ers and whatnot. This is a way to get a second start at life by getting some housing. So we want to make sure that you reach out and remember that number. Give it to us one more time, Ms. Bruce, if you would, please. That number one more time, please.
Okay, and for the record, is Mr. Bruce.
Mr. Bruce, I'm sorry, my bad.
Yeah, that's okay. I've gotten that mistaken because I got a light voice. My number one. Well, my number is 424-219-0180.
Okay, and that was Mr. Bruce. Mr. Bruce is the one that's going to help us, you know, help the people out there, VA, single parent family, you just getting out the pen, you need a place to stay, you want to establish, get your credit reestablished. This is the person to call, Mr. Bruce. He just gave it to you the number for the third time. So we appreciate you calling in tonight on Big Beef and the Funk Files. We appreciate you. Thank you.
And just to say one other thing, just a 90-day written money-back guarantee, and I do guarantee my work that they will see a result in 90 days.
90 days. They will see a result. Something's going to be fixed in 90 days.
Yes, and another return.
Okay. That's Mr. Bruce. He's saying he could do some things, make sure he could get some things accomplished. Master Green's on the ones and the twos. He got something for us. Master Green, we got another caller on the line. Who is it, my brother? Who is it?
Hello.
Yeah,
this is Leslie.
Hey, how you doing? Is this Les D?
This is Les D.
Les D, what it do? We got our special guest tonight, singer, songwriter, playwright. All the voice coach. She does what she does, and she got some issues that she want to get out there. What is your issue tonight, Ms. Bless D? What is your issue?
I don't have any major issues. How you doing, Beef? How y'all doing out there?
Well, let me ask you this question. What is the topic that you would like to tackle tonight? What is the topic you like to talk?
Yeah, I was just talking about we were getting prepared for the show, live performance of Hips, not the production, but actually singing the theme song of Hips. And we were asked, you know, what is Hips? Because it sounds kind of provocative, but it's not what y'all think it is, you know. And I was having a discussion with a good friend of mine named Otis, I think it's Lipskin.
Otis.
And, Otis Lipskin.
Otis old? Because that's an old slave name. Otis.
No, he's quite young. But he's from Vegas. He's out there with y'all almost.
He's from Vegas. He's out there in the sun and gambling and whatnot. Yeah. He's bad. Otis is bad. He's in prayer.
And he's probably listening. But anyway.
That's good. Otis can't beat me up from California. I'm in California. Otis can't do nothing to me. I ain't scared of Otis. I should be. I know. If I was out where Otis is from, I'd be scared. But I ain't scared of nothing. I ain't scared of Otis.
You better be scared of the big old. The big old don't be playing. But anyway,
Big Beef is big too. I don't care about no Otis. I'm a man. I don't care about no Otis. This is next town. Don't get me started, Les. Don't get me started. I'm trying to be good.
I'm trying to be professional. I'm trying to be good. We were just discussing the origin of hips.
Well, go ahead and be ratchet.
Yes, be right.
It's all good. Yeah, it's all right.
It's all good. And Hibbs is just talking about, you know, the plight of the plus size woman in relationship and as she's viewed in society, and also deals with sarcoidosis, which affects black women mainly in a lot of ways. And so the stage play Hibbs and the song, it revolves around, you know, Hibbs. HIPS. You know,
I know what hips is. I came out of somebody's hips. I came out of my mama's hips. I know. And when I came out, I grabbed the hips and I let my mama know. I was like, Mama, I'm here. Mama, I'm here. That's why I like them so much. And my mama got them.
Yeah, right. You know, but it's really all good, you know, and just wanted to discuss, you know, the issues. You know, attacking the issues of what is the stigma? You know, what is the big deal if you got a plus size woman on your arm? Why most men shy away from it or ashamedly go, you know, I like a big girl and things like that. So we attack all of that in the show, in the play. It's really raw. It is not your grandma's play. So anybody sensitive, and you know, I told the people 18 years, no children, and it ain't your average stage play. You know, but some of the bishops and everybody came out there anyway and didn't want to call me up after. I told y'all not to come.
I'm gonna tell you like this: the bishops need to come, the pastors need to come, all the people that, in the church clergy need to come. Because what it is this: I'm gonna just put it out there.
Uh-oh.
Church folk like to play like they not. They like to play like they not regular people. They regular. They matter of fact, they get real regular when they get caught up. When they get caught up in some of their regular stuff. Then yeah, I've been in church all my life. I'm gonna go ahead and say it because that's what I do. Regular folks, church folks, is regular folks. You're not anointed where you're not free from sin. You sin just like everybody else. You just hide your sin. So it's all good if you want to hide it, but eventually it comes out. So, the matter of fact, you got people that's sitting in the clergy up in the pulpit, cuss people out during the week. But when they come in on Sunday, they got a suit on and a tie. So therefore, you know what I mean? It's not addressed. Put it this way, they're not regular on Sunday. On Sunday, they're special. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, they're amongst the gospel royalty. You can't tell me nothing about church. My grandfather was a pastor for 68 years before he passed away.
Wow.
Right here in Riverside, California, at Second Baptist Church. You know what I mean? Wasn't what do you call it? I met somebody that told me about the Coles something. Kovic or Cogent? Yeah, Cogent. I never heard of Cogent because I didn't know about Cogent, but I know about Second Baptist because that's where I was raised at, right here on the east side of Riverside. Mm-hmm. Second Baptist Pastor Thomas was our pastor. But again, church folks do the same stuff. They're not supposed to, but they do the same stuff. It's cliques in the church and whatnot. So when they try to get out there and they want to look at your hips play, and critique it and then have something bad to say about it, like, oh, I don't know about that. What you talking about? You should be addressing that in the church because church folks do it. They regular folks.
Yeah, but, you know, it was so many things that we did address. Domestic violence, because that was in it. You know, that's why the theme colors for the show and the logo and everything is purple and gold. You know, and purple is not just a sarcoidosis color, but it's also the domestic violence color as well. So a lot of things, you know, in a lot of communities are not addressed, you know, and so this show addressed everything, but mainly, you know, the plus size woman, you know, letting you know that, because usually when you go to stage plays, anything, theater or on television or movies, you know, the fat girl, the funny one, the hicka jicka and all that buffoonery and this and that, you know, the plus size woman is not put in a seductive light, an alluring light, like she can't be, you know,
like she can't be sexy.
To be desired. Exactly.
Like
Yes,
you can be. If I put some baby oil on you and you get to slide around, you so can be. Yes, you can get a massage like anybody else can and put some candles and burn you with some. Yeah, I can do some. Yes,
like
supersizing your meal. I'm just saying.
Why did you
I'm just saying.
Turkey? You just
I don't want to sound like that, but I'm just saying some of us brothers are connoisseurs of the extra. Some of us brothers like the extra. We like the extra hips and curves and whatnot. And so what I think it should be is this. If you beautiful, you beautiful. Why we got to put you in a category? Why you got to be plus size? Why I got to be little, petite? Why can't you just be a beautiful woman? Whatever size you are, why can't it just be that? And let it be. And in fact, if you like what you like, and brothers out there, if you like, matter of fact, I was just talking about, there's a club out here called Club Bounce for the plus size sisters. And it's, you know, I mean, plus size sisters get all the recognition that they should get and receive. And it's a shame that we got to single them out and have a club. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, God, you know, I'm trying to be nice on your show.
Don't be nice. Don't be nice. Come on out.
But you announced that, like, we got something for the plus size sisters, like, you know, like we get, you know, like the aliens, we got a club for the aliens.
No, I'm saying it's wrong. I'm saying there's something wrong. I'm saying why we gotta have a club plus size. Why can't it just be a club and it just be beautiful women, all kinds of women, little ones, big ones, middle ones, tall ones, short ones, whatever. But I'm just saying, they got to specialize, like, for those brothers that are out there, that's, you know what I mean, that's out of the closet, and they love that plus size, they love that extra woman.
See, there
you know, that,
again,
that beautiful.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, when I said, there you go again, the statements that you're making is the normal statements that our society makes. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, not just, you know, big girls or whatever else, but, you know, society got, I'm not getting all this political crap that's going on.
Go ahead.
But society got this one definition of beauty. And we know that's not it. I mean, the African-American woman come in all different shades, colors, sizes. I mean, we are one of the most diverse, you know, races out there. And they're all beautiful, you know. And I believe in uplifting my sister. See, I don't hate. I'm not going to these young people in it. If you got a hairstyle that's going on, girl, you wearing that. Get it, diva? In Walmart, in the street. I'd be at the red light, girl, you wearing that yellow? You know, just putting a smile on somebody's face. We don't know what anybody's going through, their mental state, their emotional state. We don't know if somebody just cussed them out and made them feel ugly, their name was cheating. You just don't know. You know, so whenever I see a sister, even, you know, I'm not just singling out the black races, but I can only identify with black because I'm black. You know, so I'm not discounting anybody. I'm not compliment and speak to other women and races. I don't trip like that. But I just make it a point. If I see one of my sisters to uplift them in any kind of, whether it's something they say or they're wearing or doing whatever else, you know, because we don't get that. The black female is the most stereotyped and demonized and ostracized woman out here. And it's not fair. Y'all, people look at World Star and think, you know, it was something out there that the teenager showed me was some a plus size woman there fighting. All her clothes got tore off. I'm like, are you serious right now? Are you serious? We're all not like that. Out there cussing and this and all that. I call them the whole shows. I don't know what they call the reality or something. I can't stand those shows because it puts us in a negative light. You know what I'm saying? We don't. I know my colleagues and people, we don't address each other. Hey, B. Hey, mother. We don't do that. It's like, hey,
absolutely.
B, what's up,
I understand
queen?
That.
What you doing today? You know, and things like that. You know, that does not represent the real black woman. All that foolishness and tomfoolery and cooning, it's not who we really are, you know. And
absolutely.
And through history, you know, the black woman, you know, most of us are the size we are and got the habits we have as far as eating everything else because that's all we could afford for 400 years.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Make it happen. Go ahead.
Let me ask you a question. Okay, this hips, is this a play that was absolutely written by you and someone else, or how did hips come about? Why did it come about?
Nobody wrote hips but Leslie Dupree. It came about
because
actually, it's interesting. I'm trying to sum it all up, trying to, you know, make a long story short. But, you know, I was an athlete. I mean, track, basketball, football. I mean, with the pads. I was fullback, number 58. You know what I'm saying?
What?
And so cheerleading and everything. Oh, don't stress.
Okay.
Yes. I will cut you off as your feet beast. But anyway, you know, don't play.
Okay, okay.
Plays, man. Not double dribble either. You know, I can't use.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You know, but I'm just saying, you know, so most of my life I was athletic. You know, had an athletic body build, just speed. My vertical was off the chain. You know, I did those hurdles, and I'm 5 feet on a good day. You know, so I was clear of hurdles. Never knocked down a hurdle. And so, you know, that was most of my life, you know, and things like that. So when I got really, really sick back in like 90, 99, 98, you know, nosebleeds were still up twin sheets and I couldn't eat. The smell of food would make me nauseous. I was throat would fall to my knees if I eat food. I mean, I was just sick. I was dying. Didn't understand, didn't know what was going on. You know, they diagnosed me with sarcoidosis, you know, and sarcoidosis is an inflammatory disease. I call it like the sister to lupus, you know, but it can attack any organ in your body, one organ or multiple organs. And ironically, mine attached itself to my lungs. And, you know,
okay.
I sing, I act, I whatever, I need my lungs. So
you
go through all that
need
or whatever else. Yeah. You know, and so for like a year or so, I couldn't sing and could only whisper when I speak, you know, but I know who I am. And then just started to like, and they sort of pumped me full of prednisone, steroids, just to keep my lungs working, you know, and then it got
called weight gain, correct?
Oh, brother, yeah.
Prednisone called weight gain, if I'm not mistaken, am I right?
You so right, it's raining. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So
okay, I'm starting to understand where hips came from.
Yeah, I went when they hospitalized me, they didn't put me in a coma, but they just kept me sedated until they can get my lungs working on its own. And they was pumping me intravenously with prednisone, steroids, to keep me alive. Well, and every time someone comes visit me, I'm like, why do they keep looking at me like that? You know, but I wasn't allowed to have a mirror. Long story short, I got up and yanked all the tubes up one night around 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to see what's going on. Yo, call me shallow, call me whatever. I looked in that mirror and I just started screaming, what did y'all bleeping do to me? I was huge. Huge, because they was pumping that stuff through my veins 24 hours a day for like a week and a half to 2 weeks. And so, it was keeping me alive. My lungs was working, but it was blowing me up. And I had, so then, long story short, I had to go from one extreme to another. And I'm still, and all of this, like 2000, it started to like level out, you know. But so for 2.5 to 3 years, you know, I was on the pills and then everything else, you know, so it went from intravenously to taking the pills. So long story short, you know, I noticed how people treated me. When I was had that athletic-like type of thing going on, I wasn't treated the way I was when my shell changed, when my body changed.
So when
changed.
Your shell changed, how were you treated? How did you see yourself when your shell changed? When you came up out of that old skin and you got some new skin, what would the new skin feel like? What did it feel like?
First of all, you would have people looking at you like you had a third eye, you know, like, oh, she's big. Or you see like old high schoolers or people who knew you back then before the illness, like, oh, girl, you let yourself go, didn't you? Yet their teeth missing, but I digress, you know. And I'm like, yeah. Okay, you good, hello. And just like, oh, this people go, oh, she cute for a fat girl. Oh, girl, woo. You know, just ignorant, derogatory, just nonsensical statements were made. And then men would treat you differently, you know. All of a sudden, I wasn't the catch. I was like the throwaway, you know. Or men would talk to me. I became the best friend to everybody, the confidant. But, you know, I wasn't sexy and I wasn't alluring. And so you go through that stuff and you're already fighting with your own demons because you have to learn how to dress this new body and love yourself. And you're fighting through all this low self-esteem and people are treating you like, you know, you're Alfie or something. And it was crazy. So I had to, and I still struggle with a lot of things. You know, I'm the Kate Shaw queen. I would cover that booty. Oops, did I say that on the radio? Anyway, I would cover that
booty. You can say booty. Why, yes, you can. You can say booty. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Everybody got one. It just matters. Everybody got one.
No, you need to ride lawnmower for mine. I mean, it's a lot of backyard.
Oh, my goodness.
You know?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Shut up.
So that's where hips, you know. That's where hips came from. So hips came from a place of, this is what I'm getting from you. Check me if I'm wrong. Big Beef just doing a little analytical type of situation here. I see hips came from a source of pain, and you feel like you needed to write this play in order to embrace the things, the changes that have been made in your own body. And so in doing so, you're hoping that it out, you know, because there are also a lot of sisters and just other women in period, not just sisters, but women of all colors that are now, their bodies have changed, maybe from kids, from stress, from other different things. But now this play was born called Hips in order to deal and make people more aware, or maybe help people to embrace the bigger or sexier woman. And for me, I can only speak for me. I can't speak for all men, but some of us men, we appreciate that extra something in the backyard area. We're not tripping. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We're not tripping off of that. Like, matter of fact, I prefer the woman that's lived and has a little, you know, has some experience in her life instead of that new one who don't know nothing, who all she want to do is, you know, dab. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? I can't do that. I don't want that type of woman. I want the woman of God, you know, at least 70,000 miles, and she understands how life can change and things like that. And things don't always go the way you plan. So for me, me personally, I hear where you're going. You would like to see all women recognized to be sexy and beautiful and all the things that occur, you know, happen with that. But for whatever reason in your region, and I believe your region is Virginia.
Virginia at the moment. Yeah.
Newport News.
Yes. I'm in Newport News, Virginia.
Mm-hmm. So Newport News, women of the plus size era, and maybe women all over the world in plus size, I don't know, but they're not getting their just dues. And if there's any men out there that's listening that maybe want to shine the light on why they like it or why they don't like it, call in 646-668-8287. Funk Files is what it do. I got Master Greens on the ones and twos. He got some music lined up for us. We got a great funk show lined up for us tonight. We got Les D, singer, songwriter, playwright, actor, coach, voice coach. She do it all. She do what she do. And she's on the radio tonight. Matter of fact, Les D, would you bless us with just a little something? Just, you know what I mean? Give us a few seconds of what you do. You know what I mean? If you would bless us with that. Because I know the people that sang, they don't have a problem with it. So I'm going to put you on the spot. Can you do a little something?
Okay. All right.
Well, she said, okay. Like, well, I got this, whatever. Do whatever you want to do.
And oh, if you're listening, God, please don't make it hard to know if we shouldn't believe in things that we see. Tell us, should we try and stay, or should we run away, or would it be better just to let things be? Living here in this dying world is just a fantasy. But it taught me to love, so it's real, real, real for me. And I've learned we must look and start to find a world full of love like yours, like mine.
Okay, I hear you, girl. I hear the windpipes. I heard you blowing. That girl can say.
I didn't know if y'all could hear. My mic started to break up. But, you know, if I could just...
No, I heard you, girl.
Oh.
Yeah, I heard you. All right. Matter of fact, you know what I heard? I almost heard I'm just going to put it out there. This is what I heard. I heard, and please don't be offended. I heard a little bit of Phyllis Hyman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Phyllis Hyman to me had a very powerful, sultry voice. That's what I heard. I heard. You know, if I'm gonna make a comparison, I heard Phyllis Hyman. God rest her soul.
Yeah, I'm honored. She was a beast. She was a beast. You know, and it's interesting that you say that. You know, because you were asking about the hips thing. You know, because I'm also in entertainment. And another reason why I created hips the way I created hips, most of the cast, because we have the hips dancers. And the hips dancers were plus-size divas, you know, in men's dress shirts, ties, you know, black tights, and black boots. And they were dancing in the show. And so there's only three women that were, like, small or skinny or whatever else, but everybody else was plus-size. And they were coupled with muscle-bound, beautiful men. You don't see that in theater. You don't see it on TV. You don't see it in movies. So I did that on purpose. Since I was the producer, the writer, and director, I was like, I do what I want. I'm going to do something that is not the norm, that's not status quo. And we had a wonderful, wonderful time. I actually had one of my love interests in the show because I had to be in the show and play Danielle because I couldn't find in all my casting a plus-size woman who could sing, dance, act, fight, do comedic roles, and everything. So I had to put myself as the leading role, which I did. It was a lot of work, but I had to do it. But my love interest was Aries, Marvin Uzzel. Yes.
Okay.
Max. His character was Max. And we did some stuff that was off the chain. We actually had a sex scene, and it was so crazy because people really thought we were getting it in on stage, but we weren't. We was behind a Chinese divider, and we was actually sitting in chairs making the noises with our mouths. But long story short, you know, he's, you know, came
acting
in like a knight in shining. Yes.
Yeah, acting like he was doing something. I get it. Okay.
Exactly, but it was sounding real, you know. And so we walked out, and he had a bathrobe on, and I had a robe on with my hair all over the place. Looked like he just blew that back. Oh, can I say that? Anyway, looking like we did something.
Okay, no, I'm gonna tell you this. I have never seen. I'm gonna just put it out there. We do need more diversity when it comes to body images on the TV. You don't really see. You know, Hollywood won't put that on the screen. Other than the fact that you had that the show. I think it's the Mike and Molly. Two bigger people that are married and love each other. That's the first. I mean, they're taking baby steps, but you don't really see love scene. I have not seen love scene with plus anything.
No.
Never.
Even with Mike and Molly, they still got her, the funny girl, the this and this and that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that comedic type of thing. It is not a plus-size diva up there looking sexy like Halle or whatever else. And you know, I'm telling you, my sisters, the women I know are career women, got their own money, their own house, got it going on. Beautiful women, classy women, can dress anybody under the table. And I'm like, why y'all single? What's going on? You know, and so the stuff that we talk about around the table, I should videotape it, man, but it's sad. You know, I don't want to put their business out there, but it's sad. You have everything, but you're a size 20. You're size 24.
No, it's sad. What's sad is what you're talking about.
Who is this?
Don't worry about who's talking. You sitting there talking about you sitting there on the phone, sitting there saying you made a love on the stage. See, that's what you get for doing what you do.
You sound like a broke down Brandon Mac. That's what you sound like.
Don't talk about nobody being so broke down. I heard everything you said. I'm sitting there listening. You're sitting there saying what you're saying, doing what you're doing. See, that's what you get.
I can't even understand you. Can you talk normal, sir?
don't tell me to talk normal now. Don't tell me. Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to say.
I feel like I know who this is.
I heard that's Bernie. That's Bernie. Bernie Spirit is in that man right now. He possessed. That's right. That's what I'm saying. See, I'm tired. He said he's tired. You understand what Bernie said? Bernie said he's tired. That's what you get.
He sounds like Bernie Mac with Mr. The Godfather.
What you all say is being talking about your head and sex scene and all this kind of foolishness. But when you all say it to me, you don't be talking all that.
John Brown, that Negro. I mean,
I knew you were cheating. I'm going to only give you 3 minutes. 3 minutes. That's all I'm going to give you. Because that's all I got.
I can't believe you. How are you going to stop me on internet radio, man? Get a light.
I like
What's
it.
What's up, JB? JB, how you doing?
I like it a lot. I like his Bernie. He had the spirit of Bernie all in him. I heard Bernie all in there, John. JB, you did the thing. I heard you. What's happening? What's good with you, brother?
JB, let me ask
JB a question. JB, be quiet, Lefty. Be quiet for 1 minute. Let's be. I need to talk to JB right now. I want to bond with my brother. Hey, brother, JB,
do you have a problem?
Do you have a problem with the extra plus size woman? Do you find her sexy? Honestly, do you find her sexy?
Hell yeah, I find her sexy. You got a plus size woman. That means she can cook.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? That mean a brother eating good at home when you got a plus size one. Ain't got no problem.
Yes, indeed.
You know what I'm saying? It's more cushion for the cushion.
Oh my God.
Yes, indeed.
I ain't got no
problem with no plus size women. You know what I'm saying? Plus is in right now. You know what I'm saying?
Plus means you got extra everything. Extra money. That means you have a beautiful bed. You're going to have extra beautiful seats. You're going to have extra food. There's going to be a lot of extra.
That's right. You got extra everything. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So when you got plus, you know, plus is in right now. There's nobody want no skinny chicks ain't in right now. I ain't going to load my ribs with your ribs. You know what I'm saying? ain't nobody trying to start no fire, you know what I'm saying? We older now, you know what I'm saying? Plus size women, they don't want to go too long, you know what I'm saying? Couple minutes, then you go to sleep, you know what I mean? They ain't got all that time for this, flipping this, that, flopping that, you know, turning this position, that, this, then, you know, come on, boom, boom, bang, we go to sleep, bye-bye, baby, good night.
Absolutely. I can't.
JB just said he don't have a problem with the extra, nothing. He said he liked the extra. He like it's gonna be extra everything, so he like it. And there ain't gotta be no foolishness when it comes to it. So guess what? We all grown. Les D in the hips, JB, he gave his own perspective on what should and what should not be when it comes to the plus. It ain't about the plus, it's about the us. You know what I mean?
Plus women don't, you know, everybody like what they like. You know, some people like skin, some people like bone, some people like, you know, big bone. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with a plus size.
Like midgets. Some people like midgets, you know?
Exactly. Some people like me.
I seen a little pimp person with a regular size person, and I was like, okay, that's a different one. But he liked what he liked. He liked a little woman,
right?
She thinks good. He liked her. He don't mind if she thinks good. He found her to be sexy, and she had her little nails and little toes did, and you know what I mean. It was all right. I was like, okay. You know what I mean? They doing what they do. But I wasn't mad at it. I was just like, okay, it's different. And just because it's different and I don't understand it, don't mean they can't be happy. I don't know how happy they are or not. Because he's like little people. I'm like, okay.
They
little people.
Everybody like what they like. You know what I mean? It is what it is.
I know you guys are bonding and peeing all over the fire right now, but if I could just interject something, my goal is not to make somebody like some people like peanut butter, some people like jelly. I'm just saying not to sway anybody's, you know, what turns them on or they like. My only issue is don't be disrespectful, rude to the plus size woman. That's what I'm saying. She may not be your cup of tea. You might want to see the light of day through somebody's legs. You might want to see some ribs and collarbones. That's good. Ain't nobody, you know, getting on you about that. But don't be with the boys talking about you a trouble chaser and, you know, fat girls might sour milk and all this ignorance and tomfoolery and foolishness and untruths. I'm just saying, be respectful. I'm not saying, because a ninja.
Oh, my goodness. A ninja. A ninja. A ninja that, oh my goodness. Okay.
Excuse me. You know what I mean?
Excuse me. I'm sorry, fellas. Power to the people. Yeah. Sorry, fellas. Power to the people. But if a ninja is not feeling me, I'm not going to make this ninja feel me. You can kick rocks because if I lose anything, I'd rather lose you. So it's not, you know, that's why I wrote the theme song. Because, hey, it is what it is, you know. And a lot of people trying to protect the swag they ain't got. But hey, you talking about on this, and I smell like sour milk, and fat girl stinking, and I can't be seen, you know, with a fat girl on my arm. And maybe I don't want to be seen with a man with no grill. You know, maybe
Who said a big girl got to stink? The big girls I know, they all fly. They get their toes did. They shower on a regular. They get their hair and nails did, and their toes did, and they smell good, and they look good. They big girls and they fly. That's a big stereotype. Well, you know, if you fat, you funky. No,
exactly.
You ain't got to be fat and funky. You ain't got to be fat and funky. You put a little baby powder in your creases and rolls, and it's all right. You got to do what you got to do to survive this heat in the summer. You know what I mean? The fat people, this ain't the weather, girl. When it's getting hot out here, we got to do it. The calcium powder now causing cancer. We can't even put no powder in the rolls because we're going to get cancer now. Like, damn. For real, I'm just saying, we got to do what we got to do to stay dry around this heat. So we do it. We can put some... Well, not saying you can put some corn in there. You know, you got to put some Jiffy in you. If you ain't got no baby powder, use some Jiffy. It's all right. You know what I'm saying?
I have yet, and I'm almost a half a freaking century, I have yet to walk by any big woman and smell sardines. Now, I could say something else, but I ain't never walked by a large sister and smelled nothing. Me, myself, I smell like Japanese blossoms, baby. You know,
pineapple juice. Yeah. I want you to smell like chicken and dumplings. That's what I need. I want you to smell like chicken and dumplings, like grandma used to do. That's what I need. Fish and shrimp and grits. I need that smell on you, girl. That means you've been cooking.
I can't do that.
Pineapple juice. He said, JB said pineapple juice. That means you said
pineapple juice. You walking around smelling like pineapple juice.
Yep. Exactly. Pineapple juice. I mean, when I sweat, you smell pineapples. When I do anything else, you smell pineapples. You know,
that's beautiful. Japanese blossoms. I ain't never been to Japan, and all I know is California and a couple of other states out there. I never smell no Japanese blossom, but I know it sounds like it smells good. But I don't know.
It smells good.
But we got some music, Matt. We're going to play. This is a funk show. We're going to play a little funk music. Make sure that y'all ready for the funk. We got Master Green on the ones and two. We got Les B in the house. We got JB in the house on Big Beef in the Funk Files. And we've been blessed. I'm blessed the fact that y'all called in tonight. I appreciate y'all. I want y'all to know this has been fun. And a matter of fact, I'm gonna go ahead and put some cornmeal on my roll when I get done with this song. So Master Green finna hit it for one. Master Green, if you're ready, brother, is you ready? Because I'm ready. We've been talking about fatback and cornbread and chitlins and little people dating regular people and tall people dating big old people. And people got rolls and they see they ain't done and fat people thinking no.
Let's go. Master Green on the ones and twos.
Exactly. Master Green's on the ones and twos. Do what you do, Master Green. Bless him. If you could.
Burn it back. Burn it back.
Burn it back. You hear Bernie? Oh, the spirit of Bernie is back right now. Bernie been resurrected. It ain't even Easter. He just came back. You see what I'm talking about? Yes,
JB theme song.
And my theme song.
Get up on your feet.
Yow.
Girl, read about the magazine that girl.
Hello.
Yes. Father, we're talking about how the plus woman is maybe not recognized the way she should be. And I just want to say, why can't we just recognize beautiful? And why can't we just change what the ideal is beautiful? Like, matter of fact, when you say beautiful, do you even think of plus size? Or when you say beautiful, do you even think of a woman of color, whether she be black, brown, light brown, caramel, dark chocolate? I mean, why can't we change the image of what beautiful is instead of it being a stick figure and it being, 5'10", like they say in the all the model museums, in the model magazines, such as in Europe. You know, the European little thin nose, thin hips, and, long legs. Why I got to be that? Why I got to be that? Because that's not my image of what I think is beautiful. What I think is beautiful, I don't have a type or an age or I don't discriminate, put it that way. I believe that beauty is beauty. You know what I mean? It is what it is. And I believe that it should, the image of what you think is beautiful has a lot to do with what we see on TV, has a lot to do with what we see on the big screen. So when you see, you look at Halle Berry, you say, oh my goodness, that's beautiful. You don't see a plus-size woman and her even being looked at. Like, for instance, Queen Latifah is so fly to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think she's beautiful. And she is not, she's a big, thick, boned, robust, fabulous, curvaceous, extra, beautiful woman. And so when I see Queen Latifah, even though I heard that, she do what she do, but I would like to bring her to the other side, back home. I'd like to bring her back home. I'm not going to go there. I'm just saying, I heard she, she likes to go fishing and she don't really like, she's not really down with the Coney dog. She's not with the corn dog, but I just want to bring her home and let her know that I appreciate that sister. I appreciate that sister. When I see her, every time I see her, matter of fact, when I see Oprah, I see Oprah. You understand what I'm saying? I'd be like, well, I want to make gumbo. Every time I see Oprah, I just like, damn, she's fine. And Stedman got her. He don't know what to do with her. Stedman old and gray. He don't know what to do with her. I know what to do with her, Oprah. I'm telling you, if I had Oprah, she wouldn't have to do nothing. I wouldn't even let her little feet touch the grass. Jump on my back, baby. I'm going to carry piggyback all the time. Piggyback. I'm going to do that. That's what I would do. Oprah needs to, she need to call Big Beef. I'm telling you, oh, I take good care of Oprah. Get rid of Stedman. Stedman don't know what he's doing. He over there playing all this time. I'm telling you, Stedman need to go somewhere. And Oprah need to let me move in and take care of, because I'll cook for you every day, Oprah. I'll make you bacon and potatoes.
Hold on. Are you talking about the big Oprah or the little Oprah?
I want big Oprah. That's what I want. I don't want little Oprah. I don't want the little one that was all anorexic and was eating string beans and hominy. I don't want that. I want the Oprah that was eating potato chips and Snickers. And she was, you know what I mean? She didn't care. I want that over to eat steaks and stuff like that, and real woman. I want that real woman stuff. That's what I want. You know what I'm talking about.
But you hit it on the nose. That's what we forget. We watch TV, we watch movies, and then we see the model chicks, and we see the housewives of Atlanta and all that kind of stuff. Can you see the big hips, the big, you know, thighs and chest and all that kind of stuff? But like you said, beautiful is beautiful. It don't matter what size you is, what you look, you know, how size, you know, tall or skinny or big, whatever. Beautiful is beautiful. Yeah. That's just like, look, what's her name? What's her name that played on the James Brown movie in the Why Did I Get Married? What's her name? The big
Jill
girl.
Scott.
Oh,
Jill Scott. Beautiful.
Jill Scott. Ooh, Jill Scott is a man. I'm going to tell you right now. Jill Scott.
Jill Scott is
Jill Scott is Jill. Jill Scott can get it right now. I'm telling you right now. Jill Scott, I'm telling you, every time I see Jill Scott, I'll be like, ooh, Jill Scott. Matter of fact, I friended her on Facebook, and she didn't say nothing. I was mad about the fact that she didn't welcome me, because I was like, wait a minute, Jill Scott, I'm trying to let you know you extra and special. You need to recognize that I'm calling you extra and special. And I'm not just saying it to be saying it, because I really mean it, Jill. You understand what I'm talking about, Jill? And matter of fact, I change my name to Mrs. Scott if I marry you. But I'd change my name. That's what I would do. I'd be Mrs. Scott. I'd be, yes, sir, I'm Mrs. Scott. You shut up and quit talking crazy. I'm Mrs. Scott. Because I don't care. I love Jill. Jill, every time she's doing her acting, and every time she was in that, let me tell you, I started crying when I was watching Why'd I Get Married. I was like, Why'd I Get Married again? I was like, ooh, Jill. And Jill was all ashamed because she had a lot on. She couldn't get on the plane. And I remember when they put me on the plane and they gave me that extension, I was like, I don't want that damn extension. And then they said, I was like, give me that extension. But I was mad.
I was mad when she had to give up her seat on that damn plane. I was like, hell no. Put her on the plane.
You better put Jill
on the plane.
You better put Jill on the plane. Yeah, you better get Jill 2 seats and quit playing, Jill. Don't be crying and let that little bald headed black man treat you like that, Jill. That ain't right.
I wanted to pick her up on the side of the road and take her where she needs to go that day.
That's right. She should have been riding no car by herself, riding no taxi.
Excuse
and she was
me.
Her husband flying.
Driving for 25, 30 hours.
Harry,
Harry. And I was mad at James Brown when he hit her in her face that time when she was playing Mrs. Claus.
She keep that Santa suit on for me.
You know, she in the house. She plays Miss Claus. What you getting mad for?
Everybody can see. It seems as though I need to grow a pair because you guys are having a man moment. But
I'm sorry. What's your name again? What's her name?
That's Leslie D. Leslie D.
If you go to Facebook and you see the curve, you're going to put on a baseball uniform because it's curving like that. You ain't going to be able to get it because it's so curvy. As a matter of fact, it's like that street in San Francisco that go all over the place. It just curves everywhere. You're like, damn, we curving and we turning again? Yes, we turning again. I'm just saying, that's what it is. I'm appreciative though. I ain't mad at it. I don't want you to do, matter of fact, I don't want you to do Tybo. I don't want you to get on Slim Fast. I don't want you to be like, look, matter of fact, what's the name that messed her little body up? What's the little woman from Chicago that like to sing? She's singing real good. What's her name? You know,
Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer Hudson, I'm mad at that Jennifer Hudson did what she did because she shouldn't have done that. She done got all tiny trying to get on Slim Fast and mess around and listen to all the stars. She need to stop all that.
I was saying. I thought I heard a third
she's
voice
slim with
on
a
the
big
line.
Head.
Who's on the
you
line?
Did.
I hear another voice. Who is it?
Oh, this
introduce
is Aries yourself. That played a role of Max in a play.
Oh, Aries!
Yo,
how
what's
are
up?
You?
I'm
oh
good.
God.
I'm just sitting here laughing at y'all. Oh, my goodness.
Beef, I have to introduce the baddest man in town. I got to do
baddest
introduce
man?
Him. Wait, where are you, Aries? You're in, I'm about to say, Nevada. No, where you at?
I'm in Phoenix right now. Phoenix.
He's in Phoenix, Arizona. But when he was in the show Hips, he was the knight in shining armor. He was the one that he was the one that was blowing that back out behind the screen.
Oh my goodness!
Aries
had the one with the he got the smell of cherry blossoms and he was burning with candle wax on people. He was burning with candle wax.
What makes it so bad? Because that was Aries' first time like doing theater. He's usually doing film and all that hoity-toity stuff, right? So I was like, yo, Aries, you know, come on and play Max. And he was like, oh, that's a lot of work. You know, he's a trifling ninja. That's a lot of work. Y'all do a lot of work over here. You can't go line on stage. You can't do that. It's sink or swim, ride or die. And so all we did, because he had a girl, you know what I'm saying, I didn't want him to get all beat up. So what we did was we sat in chairs and we were just making, like, phone sex noises. And the audience thought he was blowing it out the frame. You heard men going, man, tear up, man. The audience was going, wow. It was like live porn.
Oh, that was crazy.
You know, and then he came out, you know, looking better than my husband, my stage husband. And I came out with my hair across my head, acting like I could barely walk, holding the bottom of my stomach like he just tore off the box. It was awesome.
You got the third leg in you.
What kind of theater show were y'all doing?
Shut
up, John.
It don't sound right.
kind of show was this? Blowing the back out of people in the backstage and coming out looking
at you. Yeah, people got to be walking with walkers now.
No, we were on stage doing it. We weren't behind. No, we were on stage, man. We weren't behind the curtain.
Well, you got to be careful when you do. I know it's a funk show, but we got to keep it somewhat funky and somewhat clean and funky. And it then went from funky to dirty nasty. And I'm just trying to understand y'all, the Hips and Aries is doing stuff to people and hurting people's backs. And people got to go see Paul practice because Aries is doing what he do. I ain't mad at him. I ain't mad at Aries at all. Matter of fact, I want to know, since he was called him, did you have a plus-size brother? Is Aries a regular-size man? What is he? Aries?
Aries, what you look like?
I'm regular-size dude, you know.
Okay, I'm talking to the creator of Hips. Now, why got to be a regular size man blowing the back out of a big girl? How come it can't be big versus you? Why can't it be, you know what I mean? Why couldn't it be a plus size 300-pound brother just doing something to the woman. Why? So I see some discriminatory practices towards the big man, the plus size mm-hmm. brother, and he ain't getting mm-hmm. his just due. And you mm-hmm. you just addressing the big woman. What about the big man? You said it's a difference. What about the big man?
Oh, the big man can get it in if they stop acting all shy. I mean, come on now. No. See, you just got some other issues going on with you. But usually, you just need Jesus. But I'm just saying that.
I do need him. I need him. I do. And I know I do. That's why I ain't trying to lie.
I really want to address that. Because I got some backlash for some ladies as well. The skinny girls were mad and inboxing me, but I told them, you know, go have several seats because you guys get everything. Now, the other women were upset because they figured I focused on women with big booties and big thighs and small waists and things like that. I did not focus on women who had no boobs or a big belly and a skinny butt. And I could not have possibly addressed everything and everybody in a two-hour show. That was just impossible. I would have to have a fat talk show once a week or something to do all that. You know, it was just a two-hour show.
You said a fat talk show.
I don't know.
Thank you for coming in. This is the Fat Talk Show coming in at you at this.
But I could not address
everything. Tune in tomorrow for the Fat Talk Show.
I mean, I would love to climb trees. You know, I was a tomboy, so I'm good at climbing trees. So I wouldn't have no problem with somebody like 6 something, you know, big or whatever. I don't care. But I tried to make this because Aries and John are in entertainment. And so are you, Beef, but they're in that kind of entertainment that people always telling you, you're too this, you're too that. In my case, you're too short, you're too fat, you're too black. You cannot do this role or do that role. You could be somebody's grandma, somebody's funny fat best friend, but you can't be sexy. You can't be alluring. You can't be beautiful. You know, and things like that. And you definitely cannot have the leading man. You cannot have the muscle-bound man or the cute man or the sexy man. You got to have some, you know, I don't know.
Okay, now hold on a second. Now, well, this is what I heard. I heard you say the big girl, the chocolate girl, she's too dark, she's too big. She's too short.
That's what they tell me
she's
all the
not
time.
Tall enough. Okay, now the big brother. How do you see the big brother in a romantic role? I don't see it. So if that doesn't
Wait.
Get addressed. Either.
No. I'm about to address you right now, and yo, can I have the speak? Yo,
name
yes.
one.
You can see, I'm gonna try to be nice. Can I speak? Because I will hurt you. I will hurt you on your own show.
Go ahead and hurt me.
You men get a freaking pass. That women don't get. Rick Ross, Biggie Smalls, anything ugly, 5 Chainz. I mean, y'all could be tore up from the frame and nothing is expected. And y'all have beautiful model-esque women on your arms or whatever else. You guys get a pass that women don't get. So, I mean, all you see is the big brother still getting their just due. You let a fat girl try to do this and do that. You know, sit your sloppy, you know, pork chop looking stuff down. I mean, that's what we'll get. But a big brother, come on now. You can't even miss me with that. Really? Y'all get a pass that we don't even get.
We don't be in no movie.
What?
We don't be in movies.
Right now?
Wait a minute. You said we don't watch? You said we don't take calls?
No. I was saying y'all don't have to do anything. You just said.
He said we don't have to take no showers.
Wait. No.
Wait a minute.
No. You said to me. Several times that you like a curvy woman. She can't be looking like a box. You like a curvy woman. She got to have her nails did, her toes did, her hair right. Her cat got to be smelling good, and she got to have some curves. You know what I'm saying? So, really? But a man could be musty. Oh, I've just been playing ball. You know, his breath could stink. Grill be half and half missing. You know, I mean, you guys get a pass that women don't get, and I think it's a double standard.
So what's the problem?
Of course it is. Of course it is.
What's the problem? JB is such a thing. Kendra, what's the problem?
Exactly.
What's the problem? You got Tamela Mann. You got Tamela Mann. You got Jill Scott.
Tamela just came out and she's singing gospel.
That's the same.
What's he big, though?
What's the girl that plays in the movie? You got the girl that plays in the Tyler Perry's movie? The little light skinned woman with these things? Yeah,
this
she,
is sad. No, the fact that y'all gotta go, and there's one, and that's just like a white person going, I'm not racist, I got a black friend, he fixes my car.
You got pressure, you know what I'm saying? And she's doing her thing right now.
If there is a female in the listening audience that can help us sister out, because I'm being gangbanged, and that's
gang banged. Right.
But I am being jumped by the men. I'm being jumped by the men. You guys know I'm telling the truth. Y'all are so retarded. I can't. The FCC is gonna put everybody in jail. I just can't.
Nah, but we feel, man. We feel what you're saying, though. You know what I'm saying? But it's, you know, you talk about the plus size, but we understand what you're saying, though. We understand what you're saying.
Well, what about the plus size, brother? That's what I'm saying. You don't see us in the movies either. That's all I'm saying, Les. You don't
yes,
see us
yes,
in the movie.
And you don't.
Name one
in the movie that are in a romantic role. Name one plus size brother. Name one.
You never see that. You never see that. Not in the film world. You don't see the big man
in a romantic
with his shirt off. Heavy D, Levert, all the Levert.
They ain't in no movie.
Bill Levert was a big man,
but you didn't see no movie.
Sitcom.
You ain't seen Bill Levert no movie or sitcom.
Heavy D, yes. Heavy D was
fighting temptation. That's it.
That's right. You didn't see him romantic. You didn't see he wasn't in no bed burning nobody with no candles.
Nah.
He wasn't doing nothing. He wasn't thanking nobody. He didn't bite nobody. You know what I mean? Let me be in the movie. I'm going to do something to somebody. Let me be romantic in the movie. I'm going to do something to somebody. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to be burning people, biting people, spanking people. I'm going to do a whole lot. I'm baby Earl, regular Earl. Matter of fact, I'm going to go and put some Pennzoil on somebody and see what that is.
Let me do a romantic scene. I don't know who breast they're going to be looking at. Yours or mine. You know, I don't know. You know? You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Who's going to be looking at?
Oh God! I cannot. People are listening, y'all. Y'all are just so. All right, I'm telling you, we need to do a video. We need to do a fat show a week.
It's gonna be a fat scene, because I don't know what breasts they're gonna be looking at. They're gonna be getting two. They're gonna be looking at two whole breasts, mine and yours. You know what I mean?
I just got a warning. Matter of fact, my DJ said we got to close out. I just want y'all to know this is one of the funnest shows I've done. This is one of the funnest shows ever. JB, Aries, Les D.
Yes,
I got to have y'all back on the show again, matter of fact. Because I ain't laughed as hard in a minute. It was extremely fun. This Big Beef in the Funk Files, Master Green was on the ones and twos, and all he did was play Super Freak because y'all was freaky and y'all supered it out and made the show what it was tonight. We got a chance to understand and see that you got to love somebody with a big ass. You just got to love somebody with a big ass. And if you don't like it and you got a big ass, just embrace your big ass and stop trying to lose weight and just be big and love it.
That's right.
You got miles on your body and you don't trip because you got miles on your body. Love you. Love who the hell you are, Oprah. I want you to know, Oprah Winfrey, if you ever listen to Big Beef and the Funk Files, if you should ever just be blessed to listen let you. I'm gonna take over from Stedman. I'm letting you know right now. Stedman ain't nothing. Stedman ain't nothing. I would do everything. Cook for you, woman. I would make cotton candy for you and take you on a Ferris wheel and all that kind of stuff and make you fly. You're gonna feel like R. Kelly. I'm gonna do stuff to you. I just want you to know that you beautiful Oprah Winfrey. And don't I love big Oprah. I don't want little big head Oprah that was losing all the weight. I don't want the little Jean Oprah. I want the big Jean Oprah, and I want your feet off. You ain't gonna have to touch the ground. I'm gonna carry you, piggyback you all around the house because I love you, Oprah, and I want everybody to know it. And I'm saying on digital Culture Zine Radio, I love Oprah Winfrey, and that's what it is. And so I want to close out with that. I want to thank JB. I want to thank Aries Nasty blowing people's backs out on hips, and I want to thank Les B for doing what Les B do. I just want y'all to know I was blessed tonight because this is the best show ever. And God bless. And listen to Funk Files, Big Beef in the Funk Files. One more game, Master Green. We out. Peace.
Right, bye, bye. That's what's up. Lady for Slim Fast.
Virginia, baby. Slow. Yes, sir. We gone. Call in next month. Yes, sir.
I wish. I wish you more.